Do make sure that you've read the explanatory leaflets about compassionate mind training before you start the actual meditation, the actual goodwill practice on the next track. The reason for this is that if you understand why you're being asked to do this and the ways that it may help you, it's much more likely that you'll follow through in a way that's good, in a way that's useful. Remember two particular things it's important to be clear about before you start. One is a memory of a person who you really care about, in need, who you can focus on. Maybe most useful, or often most useful, if that person is a child, but it could perfectly well be an adult. The main thing is that it helps you get in touch with a physical and emotional sense of caring, of well-wishing, of really wanting the best for that person, not just intellectually, but crucially at a very physical, emotional, feeling level. So be clear about what memory you're going to use, although it's fine if over time you try different memories. For this exercise that you're going to do, I suggest you choose a particular memory for any particular practice and stay with it, even if you experiment with other memories, other images, on subsequent practices. The same applies to the form of words that I want you to explore, to use, to help you keep focusing back on this sense of caring, of goodwill. And the form of words, the important thing is that it fits for you. You could experiment with some word or short phrase that implies you wish this person very well physically, a phrase, a word that implies you wish them very well psychologically, emotionally, and a word or a short phrase that implies you wish them well for the whole of their life. But whatever feels right for you is what's important. Good. So when you're ready, I would like us to start the first of the goodwill practices.